The news is not good for seabirds. Australian scientists analyzed reports on nearly 200 seabird species dating back to the 1950s. A study in 1960 found plastic in fewer than 5% of seabirds collected. By 2010, 80% of birds collected had plastic in their stomachs. With the current global rates of plastic production, computer models predict up to 90% of birds are likely to have plastic in their guts today. That number is likely to rise as more plastic is disposed of in the environment. Bottle caps, balloons, cigarette lighters, bags, toothbrushes, and toys are some of the objects that have been recovered from birds' guts. Some Australian island birds have been found with plastic making up 8% of their body weight. A short-tailed shearwater was found with a glow stick in its gut. Scientists believe seabirds are vulnerable to eating plastic because the small and often colorful pieces resemble fish and other animals they eat. But the tidbits could be deadly. Sharp-edged plastics can kill by piercing organs, and in a more insidious way, since plastic isn't digestible, pieces too large to pass out of the gut limit the amount of real food that will fit in the stomach. Birds die of malnutrition. The most disturbing fact is that global plastic production doubles every 11 years. Millions of tons of it are collecting in the Northern Pacific garbage patch, which may be the most polluted marine area in the world. Cleanup programs to keep plastic out of oceans is the only way to keep the problem from escalating. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.